Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Morning news, the sign read, "Dude, where's our ballot box?" A story in Wausau, Wisconsin, making national news about election integrity. I made several of these points before. I make them again here to set the stage. The bedrock upon which our democratic republic is built. So not the foundation. What the foundation sits on is the idea of self-governance. That American leaders are not born nor rise to and keep power through oppressive means, but that they are chosen via free and fair election. Everything else we do in this country is based on that ideal. Secondarily, that equally important to having free and fair elections is that we all believe we have free and fair elections. Demonstrators or suggestions to the contrary can be devastating if they take hold, as we so plainly have seen play out in the wake of the 2020 election, which is why this otherwise small issue in Wausau, Wisconsin, is today making national news. CNN, New York Times, among the outlets reporting on Mayor Dropbox, as I'm calling him there in Wausau, over an election integrity issue that drew protests and at least one call for a potential criminal investigation.
It's not within his purview or his in his job description to be that involved with the voting.
That's a woman there in Wausau speaking with WAOW Channel 9 News. Among a small group of protesters outside City Hall there this week, one of them carrying a sign that read, as I said, "Dude, where's our ballot box?" What had happened was, City Clerk's office in Wausau placed an absentee ballot box outside of City Hall for this election cycle, for the upcoming general, which, according to a recent state Supreme Court ruling and guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, is allowed. The mayor, at work at City Hall, he said on a Sunday, noticed that the box was not bolted to the ground.
You would think bolting it to the ground would be an appropriate thing before we send ballots out that says it's ready to go. But if, for all I know, and all anyone knows, that could have been in the river. It was not bolted down.
So that's the mayor there. His name is Doug Dinney. Now, I think whether you're for drop boxes or against them in principle, and the point of this conversation is not to relitigate that conversation, but just can we agree they ought to be secure, right, and not easily tampered with? So the mayor there, Doug Dinney, said, look, this thing wasn't bolted down. It wasn't secure. So here's what he did about that. He went and got a hand truck or a dolly. Would you call it a dolly?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of these things, a couple of wheels, and you move heavy stuff with it. Like if you got to move a refrigerator.
Yep. Just put it underneath there, lift it over.
Yeah, right. You prop it up. You put your foot underneath, get that leverage going. So he goes out there with that, and he moves the drop box from its location into his office in City Hall, where apparently it remains. We know he did this because he took pictures of it. There he is wearing a hard hat and gloves. Don't know why you needed that. And he was out there and he moved the thing.
I went in and got a cart and I wheeled it up to my office. So I put it in a safe place and there it sits.
There it sits.
Hmm.
New York Times among those reporting, the city clerk, from whom we have not heard. A lot of outlets trying to get in touch with the city clerk. She has not responded to requests from multiple outlets for interviews. But the Times is reporting that she reported the removal of the box to the Marathon County District Attorney's Office, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So there could be a further investigation of this act.
So if you were advising the mayor and the mayor says this thing is not bolted down, this is not secured.
If he called Vinny on that Sunday instead of the city clerk, as he should have.
Would you say, yeah, man, grab that dolly, do that.
Mr. Mayor, what you want to do is move that on in.
How would you have advised the mayor differently? Or would you have advised the mayor differently?
No, I think that this is perhaps another case of an individual who is at least arguably right on principle, but wrong on action. Right? The idea that, and I think his point is well taken, do you want to have a box that could end up in the flatbed truck of somebody who has nefarious intentions? No. I don't know exactly what rules are. I believe the rules simply state that they need to be secure.
Does it define exactly what secure means? I suppose that's open to interpretation. Is it likely that things are getting lifted off the street everywhere? No. But do you want to make sure, to my earlier point, that everyone believes that these are entirely secure? You'd think bolting it to the ground so it can't be easily removed would be among those steps. That said, I don't think you can go there and do it yourself and then move it, because then you open yourself to the accusation of being the tamperer,
right,
instead of preventing the tampering.
Well, it turns into a mockery more than anything, too. So how would you have advised?
Yeah, like, get the clerk on the line. I don't care if it's Sunday. Light her up and be like, what are we doing here? This thing's not secured to the ground.
And what are our
steps that we're doing?
If you wanted to make it a larger media thing, maybe
if I wanted to make some hay on it, as he clearly does.
Right.
Right.
And say like, hey, look, I'm standing right next to this thing. We're trying to figure out election integrity. We want to make sure that it's fair and safe, and this can be moved. Look, and you
Sunday afternoon there in Wausau, be big news,
yeah,
right? Be your Sunday 10 o'clock lead.
All the local
call the
stations,
news conference, yep, today. Yep. AOW, look, SAW, call Rhinelander. What are they?
Right.
Channel 10 up there.
And
get the papers. Wausau Daily Herald.
DPW crew has to sit and watch it, monitor it until it's bolted down.
I'm putting somebody out here until it's bolted down.
Would that have been
a better
plan?
That would have been a far better outcome, and would equally have made his point. Instead, now he's being accused of actually having committed the act which he's trying to prevent. If I can mirror that situation, we had the thing with Kimberly Zapata here, who was the number two in Wisconsin elections, or the Milwaukee elections office,
yep,
right? She was convicted of misconduct in office and fraud. She exposed an actual loophole, but she did it by herself breaking the law. And ultimately, the court ruled, like, you can't do that regardless of your intentions. And so it could be, if, you know, if this investigation is seen all the way through, could find himself in pretty big trouble. Or it goes away or whatever, and his point, you know, I don't know, stirs things up there in Wausau.
Right.
Sounds like he and the clerk aren't pals. He had said in that other interview with WAOW that they
helps.
Had not actually talked.
Of course not.
Which should have been step one. What's our plan for this?
Well, it's a national story now.
Yeah.
But again, you know what it does, though, too, is that this further indicates to me that no matter what happens, there will be lawsuits. There will be lawsuits, some maybe even filed before Election Day. But to assume that this will be counted and done on Wednesday following Election Day without any lawsuits filed, I think, is foolish.
8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I went in and got a cart, and I wheeled it up to my office. So I put it in a safe place, and there it sits.